Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah. Men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Got a Rory, that's a new horse. Smoke a pussy.
pussy nigga like a Newport. Yeah. Hey, yeah, what's your net worth? Yeah. Pussy boy, what's your net worth? Diamonds round my neck like what my net worth? Yeah. Bitches bust down. My wrist is bust down. It's bust down. Gotta get my Apple Watch bust down. It's bust down. Yeah. Yo, bitch, I'm so bust down. She bust down. I don't get too fucked now. No fucks now. Now. Heard it getting too bad. If you ain't heard it, it's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, made it out the trenches, this type of life I can't get used to. Number one on YouTube, private dinner in Malibu. Show you how to work your stick, ain't nobody gon' handle you. Put you in a phantom, cause you my little boo. Ready for whatever, I tie up my boots. Everybody going the same route, so I switch on my route. Niggas ain't what they be talking about, so I switch on my coupe. Acting like you love me, knowing this flaw, so I'm gon' fake it too. What else am I supposed to do? Aware of my surroundings, don't fuck with y'all, don't come around me. Baby, switched up how that sound. Like a nigga in this sentence. You can't name something I did flaw, I'm a dying breed of the realest. Ain't never worried about another nigga, so ain't that case on the biggest. I've been traveling around the world, my pivot still ain't left the business. She got everything I want, ain't no need to go with these bitches. You can go and have a little fun, ain't gon' trip, baby, I get it. Ain't bullshit in this game, wherever this plane land, I'm the littest nigga there. Turn your back on me, I ain't even care. If you need me, I'm still gon' be there. Tell me how the fuck is this shit fair? Switch on who? I went there, fuck them too. I'm prepared, I run shit, get that clear. Heart broke, can't drop no tears. Was what it was, it is what it is. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. I'm still out here, still don't know how to feel about it. Early in the morning, talking to my keys about it. Wondering, should I let it go or we beefing about it? Knowing that I go cold on you for weeks about it. And it wasn't even that deep, but that's just how it be with me. I can't lie, she be fucking me good, but girl, you fuck me better. I'm not surprised that you stereotype me to be a little guy. But if I can have a second of your time, try to elevate your mind. We can crush them on every level, I'm just telling you. I fell in love with generating revenue. I know they gon' try to push you from the top, so I'm careful. I put niggas under my wing like they my nephew. I'ma give you every piece of game I got when I catch you. I'm just tryna let you feel the breeze with me. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. No, 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 no. I'm supposed to be gone, but she where I'm gon' go. Tryna hold it in, I can't let this shit show. It can't be forced, it don't work, let it go. I'm tryna tell you, you act like you know.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you too, Go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments. And I'm all to come in me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her ass a Lex. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on an ex. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing. A uniform, Isabel Marant, when you on a team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex.
Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got stout. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let me get these lives started. Wow, again. They must have got me in timeout on YouTube. It's not starting. Again, this is the second time. I thought that shit lasts about a week, man. That's ridiculous. All right, let me go to Facebook. Start it. All right, I am live on Facebook. They kill me, man. They don't want y'all to know this info. Live Talk, Facebook. Let me start the gram. The gram is started. If y'all normally get on YouTube, y'all gonna have to go to Blog Talk or Facebook or Instagram. Evidently, Facebook put me on timeout. They went back 4 years ago and said I violated and got a warning for information about health. It must have been the Oochie Coochie. But how they gonna go back to a video 4 years ago and do that? That shit is crazy, man. They just really out to get me where y'all ain't gonna get this banking info. Bank, you remember the banks is the government. The banks control everyone in the government in the whole nine. But I got these upcoming events. All right, we got the UCC workshop webinar. That is Saturday, November 25th, 2 p.m. The donation is $30. For more info and to see the flyer, go to jonahbay.com. Black Friday is coming up. Black Friday, there's a one-day sale at jonahbay.com. You will be able to get anything on the site 50% off, except for the webinar, the consultations, and of course the seminar will not be 50% off, but everything else 50% off. Now, after that, we got December 16th, which is next month, almost a month away. We got the banking seminar in Atlanta. For information on that, go to jonahbay.com. Y'all don't want to miss it. Y'all definitely don't want to miss this this workshop I'm having. It's going to show you how to get your first security for DMV. And they're going to have to owe you money on that security by just registering a car. And a lot of y'all haven't registered that car into your trust anyway. So you're going to have to register your car in your trust. So perfect for y'all. 100% perfect for y'all. But anyway, let me get on with today's show. I want y'all to go to 31 USC 3302. Y'all already know when I started teaching this, it was going to be an issue with teaching y'all this banking. Now, also, y'all got to go join my Patreon. Go to Patreon and go jonahbay.com because soon I'm going to have to use it more often because they're blocking my message. They're stopping me from giving you the information, right? So we're going to have to go to a pay site where y'all got to pay, and it's a membership where they can't interrupt the feed. Unfortunately, it ain't me. That's how they doing it. To join that Patreon, it's going to be $20 a month. You ain't going to have no choice because it's set at $20 a month. Anyway, 31 USC 3302. I put it in the link, and here we go. It's a part of money and finance. The title 31 is dealing with money and finance. So we're going into custodians of the money. A, except as provided by another law, an official or agent of the United States government having custody or possession of public money shall keep the money safe without lending the money, using the money, depositing the money in the bank, and exchanging the money for other amounts, right? So, this just told you that a bank cannot lend your money, cannot use your money, they can't deposit the money, and they can't exchange the money for other amounts. So what do they do with it? When you sign an application, and that's money because that's a security, what do they do with that? Well, they said it couldn't be given to a bank. They give it to a trust, and the trust deposited in there as money, right? So that's what's going on. A lot of times, y'all step into credit card companies, all that. Well, that money ain't there. It's with the trust. And here's the law that's telling you that. Let's go to part B. Except as provided in section 3718B of this title, the official agent of the government receiving money for the government from any source shall deposit the money in the treasury as soon as practical without deducting for any charge of claim. So now, if you're sending it to a government agency, they got to put it in the treasury. The treasury is the bank for United States of America, the du jour. See, you're supposed to be dealing with the treasury with your name as last name, first name, middle name, and you're supposed to be doing all your banking needs with the treasury. If you're not doing that, you're an enemy of the state. So most of y'all are enemy of the state. That ain't what y'all doing. Don't worry. Jonah Bay going to get y'all ready. We're going to show you how to do that. Let's go to C. C1. A person having custody or possession of public money, including disbursing official having public money not for current expenditure, shall deposit money without delay in the treasury or the depository designated by the Secretary of Treasury under law. Except as provided in paragraph 2, Money required to be deposited pursuant to subsection shall be deposited no later than the third day after the custodian receives the money. So they got to move that money to the treasury or wherever the law tells them to move that money, like the DTC, in 3 days. 3 days, 72 hours. I keep on telling y'all everything is based on 72 hours because you have the option of accepting or rejecting a contract for 72 hours. After 72 hours, the contract is locked. All right, let me go on. Number two, the Secretary of Treasury may be regulated, prescribed that a person having custody or possession of money required by this subsection to be deposited shall be deposit such money during a period of time that is greater or lesser than the period of time specified by the second sentence of paragraph one, which is 72 hours. D, an official agent not complying with subsection B of this section may be removed from office, and the official or agent may be required to forfeit to the government any part of the money held by the official agent and to which the official or agent may be entitled. So they get fired for that shit, misappropriating the money. An official agent of the government having custody or possession of money shall keep an accurate entry of each amount of public money received, transferred, and paid. F, when authorized by the secretary, an official agent of the government having custody or possession of public money or perform other fiscal agent services may be allowed necessary expenses to collect, keep, transfer, and pay out public money and to perform those services. However, money appropriated for those expenses may not be used to employ or pay officers and employees of the government. Right? Now, this law goes on and on. It goes on and on. That's not the end of it. They have historical revision notes that we could read as well. But for now, I'm going to jump y'all to UCC 1201. Hold on, let me put it in the chat because I want you to know what money is. According to the UCC, see, the UCC is the law that governs all commerce in the world, especially here in the United States, right? So the law of money or the law of commerce, what does it say money is? So let's go down there and look. 24, money means a medium of exchange currently authorized or adopted by domestic or foreign government. The term includes a monetary unit of account established by the intergovernmental organization or by agreement between two or more countries. So that was a roundabout way to tell y'all that any bill of exchange is money. When you do an application, it becomes a promise. Promise is a bill of exchange, promissory note. When you do an application, it's a security. A security is a bill of exchange. 100% bill of exchange. All of that is money. It's not because Jonas says it. It's because the law says it, right? And there's many other laws on this subject that says it. So you're going to come to this workshop, learn how to take one of those contracts and keep the proceeds of that contract, keep the money. That's what I'm going to show you in this $30 workshop. So if you're not in this workshop, you dumb as hell, right? Because when they take that application for you to register that car, they're going to put it on the stock market and sell it as a security. If they're going to bundle it up and sell it, which means once a month it's going to make money. That money is going to come back to you if you have a TDA account, Treasury Direct account, or if you have a Fidelity account open. You make them in your security agreement or control agreement. You tell them to send it to that before you even give them that security, right? So with that being said, we at the half an hour mark. Let me open up the call lines, but first I'm going to do announcements again. Like I said, we got a UCC workshop webinar. It's going to be November 25th at 2 p.m. Saturday. The donation is $30. You don't want to miss that. Even if you're going to the banking seminar, you want to get on this webinar, right? Then we have Black Friday one-day sale at jonahbay.com where everything is 50% off except for consultations and webinars and seminars. But all templates and all of that, webinars, old webinars, all that, 50% off, right? And then we got the banking seminar part one that's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, where you're going to learn how to become the secure party and get all the new securities that you will be doing. And for all that information, go to jonahbay.com to buy your tickets and the whole nine. Now, with that being said, let me open up the call line. Calling on 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yeah, peace, more God.
Peace, dog.
Yeah, man, that's fire.
Yeah, you know, that's fire. It was one guy in the Tuesday build. If y'all want to be in the private classes, the Tuesday build, the Sunday build, hit me in the email at jonahbay@gmail.com, jonahbay@gmail.com, talking about Tuesday's build, Tuesday's class, whatever. And I will forward your information, your email, to the proper person, and they'll send you a link to get on the Tuesday bill. But someone in the Tuesday bill asked me the question. I told him how to do it. He got it done. He already got his first security against DMV. Now, the beauty of that is, since he became the secure party and all that, and the 9-8, see, your trust, your 9-8 Express Trust becomes the owner of that car. Since he did that, the 9-8 Trust owns the car in a Lodeo title. Since he got a Lodeo title, his car is an embassy. His car is a roving embassy. It's out of the jurisdiction of the government, state and federal, because he's the secure party. Everything is banking, y'all. Everything is commerce. Every corporation, including your government, state and federal, is corporations or commerce, and it's under the UCC. Now, the difference is y'all have been given the titles to everything that you own. Y'all been given it to the government, state and federal. Now I'm showing you how to take those items and give it to your trust, and your trust does the UCC ones and threes and becomes the guaranteed allodial title holder where they have no authority over any of that stuff. Now, you don't just do it with cars. I'm going to show you how to do it with almost everything, right? But yeah, it's dope. You still there, brother?
Definitely. I want to stay with you on that. You know, I had some questions about the tax injunction, but I really don't want to pull away from where you're at. You know, you're right the momentum, keep it going on that. Yeah, like I see the vision, the clarity of really just taking back everything through this, really pulling it back to the law, pulling it to the UCC. That, and also I heard about the Uniform Trust Code too.
Yes. But you don't need the Uniform Trust Code because it doesn't tell you how to do express trust. What you want to do is go to jonahbay.com and pick up Express Trust Part 2. And I give all the laws of Georgia to show you how to do an express trust. Most people got trust and they got domestic trust, right? Their fucking trust be 20, 30, 40 pages long, right? The express trust I teach you how to do, your declaration, is only 2 pages. It's really 1 page, but the second page is the giraffe. You ain't supposed to be giving these people all the business, everything that your trust is going to do. Your trust is private. It don't have to report shit, right? So therefore, I show you all the laws. Now, when people are doing like the law that's built on trust, right? That law does not tell you you have to register trust in the real estate department or the probate department of the county. Georgia law did. No one had a real trust, a real foreign trust, until I found that law and I taught them that, right? Everyone else is running around with domestic trust and they're long as fuck. They're wrong. You got to do shit according to the law.
Yeah, they're running around like poking at us, like doing these wars and all this kind of crazy shit. And they got us all distracted. But when everybody knows banking, the people are going to decide how the world moves.
Right. Yep, but we turning shit around. We're turning shit around. When y'all, look, their goal was to make sure everyone owned nothing and was happy, right? Now, the truth is, I'm not going to own nothing, but my trust will own it, which means I'm in control, right? Because to really be rich, you must own nothing but control everything. That's the name of the game.
To set up one of the things I wanted to ask for the Black Friday, you have a consultation for setting up trust in Georgia, and
on the site, if you want to set up a trust in Georgia, right, you will go by my trust seminar, Express Trust Seminar, part two, and it will show you how to do that. But the only thing with that is a lot of people have to travel to Georgia to get that done, and they don't know exactly how to do it down at the county, right? Now, if you want me to do it for you, I still demand that you buy the webinar so you know exactly what I did and how to utilize that, right? But if you, let's say, for instance, you live in New York. Well, coming to Georgia and flying to Georgia, then getting a hotel, then going down to the county, paying those fees, and then going back home, that's probably going to cost you around $3,000, right? So what I did is I said, I'll do it for you for $3,000. You don't have to come. All you got to do is mail me the trust paperwork once you get it notarized, right? Now, what happens is I do all that stuff, and then I mail it back to the same address you sent it to me from. Now, the great thing about the 50% sale, that's $3,000. Now, that goes down to $1,500. If you buy that on my sale. You make me get up out of bed, stop what I'm doing, and go down to the county.
Wow, that's dope. That sounds like a win-win.
Right. You know, so if you really want to own stuff and you want to be rich, this is the beginning. You're going to have that trust. The trust is going to have to own it. See, they don't give private money to public people. Public and private don't mix, which means that if you want the money from the securities that you're making, you're going to have a trust to receive that money, an express trust, and it's going to have to be done right from the beginning.
So you mean like are you talking about further along in the future? Like when you do your own?
I would say people need to get their trust ASAP and go to this workshop. Then once they have their trust established, then they can do that first security. Now, by January, February, you'll start receiving money. The trust will start receiving money for the security that you just became a secure party with.
Okay,
see, people
so the trust
want to do what they want to do, but the problem is they don't like following the laws. So they do it any way they want to, and it don't work.
Definitely got to follow the script. Got to follow the script.
Right.
So, but the part that, as far as that part, when you said the trust is going to receive the money from the Treasury Direct, is the TDA?
The trust will, whoever you did the security with, their broker will receive the money according to the control agreement or the security agreement. They're both the same. Control agreement, security agreement means the exact same thing under the UCC. Now, in that control agreement that you wrote, they will send it off to the Treasury Direct account or your Fidelity account because you're the secure party. That's how that works according to the UCC. The law tells you that.
Okay. That sounds like how you had explained that earlier. I thought I heard you say that you need the trust to receive something.
I just told you need a trust.
Oh, okay.
Only the trust can own property. Your straw man can't own nothing. It's a slave.
Okay, for property. Right. I got
yes,
you.
Sir. All right, then. Peace to God. Wonderful talking to you.
Wonderful talking to you. Peace to the God.
All right, I'm going to 314-203. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Hey, John, I got a few questions here. What up, God? I wanted to know, when it come down to that UCC3, do we have to write on there DACA, you know, deposit account control agreement? When we write in the letter, do we need to actually put that version on there?
You could tell them exactly what it is. You could put on the top control agreement. You could put security agreement. You know what I mean? But it has to have the element of a controlled agreement or security agreement according to the UCC, the law. You have to follow the law. Now, I'm questioned, do you know what to put in there when you're asking me that question? Because it kind of tells me you're unfamiliar with the law. So you're going to want to be on that workshop.
Okay. If you got anything to do with the TDA, I got you. So I got another question for you. When it comes down to doing the 1 and 3 anyway, like I'm thinking about actually what I'm getting from everything right now with the banking, and the way that you want to go about it, I feel like we should probably buy
the
stuff.
Way I want to go about it. It's the
way
the
law, right? The way the law is. Because you remember people out here getting cored and stuff like that. You're like, no, go for this first.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I want people to start from the beginning. They don't quite understand greed is getting in the way. They don't understand that you have to establish yourself as a banker. You will be a banker when you start being the secure party of the securities that you're making. Now, after you do that, your name gets around with these banks.
Right.
And they're going to know who you are. And that means they're not going to give you no pushback. So soon you will be able to go get cars, houses, and shit like that. But you first have to start on step one. You can't go from kindergarten to 12th grade, no matter how intelligent you are. It's impossible. You're going to have to start on part one.
And at the end of the day, I'm in it for the long game. You know, I'm not in for the short game.
I'm in for the long game. I want to win the war.
Right.
These motherfuckers want...
Exactly.
Listen, these motherfuckers want $400,000, $1 million cars, right?
Right.
And they live in the projects. Nigga, that'll get you killed. Then people are going to do shit to that car because of where you live. Uh-huh. Right? Because of jealousy, envy, and hate. Then women going to try to set you up because of where you live. Right?
Then
you don't even have the money for the insurance. You don't have the upkeep. Do you even have the money to put gas in that car? That car takes premium gas. Right? And then, let's say you got all that covered. You can't just drive anywhere. You can't drive anywhere. Right. People will follow you home to kill you. They take your shit. I don't drive the cars I got every day. I drive, most of the time, a regular 1 Series M BMW or a C63 Benz. I drive regular cars. Why? I don't want the issues that comes with those cars 24/7.
I agree. So that brings me to this. That's what I was trying to get at. So does it, like, I'm trying to figure out what securities to get, basically. Like, which one from really in that better interest, that better, you know, pays those dividends, bigger dividends. So I'm like thinking, like, I can go and go buy.
Well, we don't know what the difference will be. It depends on how much they traded, right? So when they get to trading, that's probably going to be the lowest amount. But as they keep on trading it, they get larger and larger. You know what I mean? They do fractional reserve banking, which means they sell it all over the place.
Okay. So I was just trying to distinguish between vehicles and property. But, you know, property, because I know the vehicles are easy to get and get those certificates. But the property, bottom line is what you just said, is put off small anyway. All of them grow to hundreds of thousands.
That's a whole nother animal and a whole different set of laws and rules you got to know.
Oh, so that's different. Oh, okay.
Every part of it got another part inside the UCC that tells you how to take over that account. I'm only teaching you one way right now because we got to break it down into part one, part two, part three. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I still get with you because I'm thinking about grabbing some condos, you know? Airbnb.
The fundamental will be the same, but the actual procedures of it is going to be different. Right. So what I'm doing is, right, is UCC 9-104 tells you how to control of a deposit account. Now, did you know a deposit account, according to the UCC, deposit account means a demand, time, savings, passbook, or similar account maintained with a bank. The term does not include investment property or accounts evidenced by instrument. So your very instrument becomes an asset to the bank, which they have to deposit So it becomes a deposit account. I'm showing you how to take over a deposit account. So when you give your title to DMV, DMV is a bank. That's a deposit account. So I'm showing you the laws of how to take over that deposit account.
I got you. Okay.
Right? So they
okay.
got a control of a deposit account. They got control of electronic chattel paper. They got control of investment property. They got control of letter of credit rights. They got a different law in the UCC to take over different accounts.
You know, I want to say that 8 and 9, oh my God, it's so much.
It's a lot.
I've been going back and forth at that, and I didn't realize that 8 was so mad. And trying to go back to 9, and it's a lot. It's a lot. So, well, I'm gonna be on the floor. I appreciate it. Peace to the God.
All right, then. Peace.
Yep.
Wonderful talking to you. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 757-755. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
First of all, peace, God. Someone asked me, they never got the CP 575 for the 98. You don't get a 9. See, obviously, this is what I mean about newbies. Y'all don't know enough. You need to go to SoundCloud.com and go listen to the archives. Because you do not get a CP 575 with a 98 number. If you go to the IRS manual, it says it establishes you on the zero pay. And then it says they don't keep records of 98 numbers, which means if they don't keep records, you're not going to get a CP 575 stating your 98 number. Y'all ain't reading everything. Anyway, what's up, bro? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, bro. Peace. I'm struggling with my control agreement. So, doing this webinar.
Answering a question like that. First of all, I'm doing a workshop,
okay.
And it's coming in a few days. Why would I answer that? You're
hey,
about
no,
to
so
get
let me ask
one.
You this then. I got you. Don't spaz out on me yet. Don't spaz out on me.
I got. I'm spazzing. Oh,
niggas got
all the information. Fuck
that. Hey, so I just got my wife had got a bill on a medical procedure she had,
mm-hmm.
and I told her to put no contract on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do I do? Do I do an injunction on that? What do I do? I do a court of satisfaction? How do I go
please
about
no
getting rid
injunction.
Of that debt?
See, first of all, this is what I mean by banking, right? Nigga,
okay.
I can't tell you what to do without seeing the contract, the terms and agreements of the contract that she signed.
Okay. But what, if I put no contract, I thought they supposed to send me a contract.
Nope.
Validate, they
that ain't going to work. You don't
okay.
know what's in the contract. The contract is
okay.
the law to that agreement, which means you have to read the contract to know what you can and can't do. I can tell
okay.
you do a court of satisfaction, right? That don't mean that's going to work because that it depends on what's in that contract.
But she got a notice to go to court, so I'm trying to figure out. I just got.
That's another reason why you
got
to read the goddamn contract to see what she agreed to. Look, y'all motherfuckers want remedy without knowing what the fuck you agreed to. You
right.
got to know what you agreed to because they have a contract saying that you would perform a certain way, and she hasn't. That means she's in breach of the contract. Now, when you go to court, you can show all the other laws you want to show. The court is only going to look at the contract that was agreed upon.
So, okay, cool. I don't even have a contract, so I just got to ask
well,
for a copy
you,
of the contract.
What you got to do is look at the company she has it with, and go Google their terms
and conditions. Okay.
Yes, that's
okay.
the contract.
Gotcha. And I'll take it
wow.
from there. I thought I could do some type of discovery.
You can't
before
do
I go.
Nothing without reading the contract, bro.
I don't know what's going on. You're right. I mean, that's the premises of everything.
Right.
Deserve
that. That's your first step. That's your first
right.
step.
Always.
To see what you agreed
Always.
To.
Right.
Always.
Right.
All right, then.
Well, I'm definitely
going to
get on the webinar.
Read that, you come back and tell me what's going on with that contract, and then I can answer your question.
Okay, go.
All right, peace. I'm going to try to get one more caller in, y'all. I'm going to 408-761. Then I got to go. I got to eat.
Peace, God. How are you?
Peace,
God. Okay. You already answered, I guess, one of my questions. I must have the trust to get the securities. I already got the trust number.
You need to do your actual Express Trust. Then you also got to get a broker account or a Treasury Direct account.
Okay. I guess I need to Google that and see how I can do it. I got another question about the child support, but I guess you're not going to have that. But, I mean, I have a question also, but this is a little bit about it. My uncle asked me for this. So the Social Security about his dad, can he claim it after he's dead?
Nope. He don't have an agreement. He don't have a contract. You can't do shit after the fact. You got to do it while he's alive.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, I see. That's the only, those are the questions. And the other question, this webinar, I'm going to purchase about $30, right? You said, just in case if I miss it, are you going to have it also in the website so I can purchase it, just in case?
I think it's good. After I do it, it will be going up on Patreon.
On Patreon? Oh, okay.
As a got video it. On
Okay, that's like about $20 to get involved in Patreon,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, I guess
go up there right away. I don't know when it's going to go up there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I guess, and the last question, I guess you're going to come also to Cali, I guess, on January 20th. I remember when I went to the seminar.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard from them people.
Oh, okay. Haven't heard. Okay, I'll be waiting anyway, just in case. That was a
all
good
right,
one.
Then.
Thank
all
you,
right, peace,
thank you for everything. Peace.
All right, that's our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed. I'll talk to y'all again Wednesday, or if you're on the build, we'll be on a private class Tuesday tomorrow. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Bye.